Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. I'll get back to your phone calls and emails on this Monday before Thanksgiving shortly at 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@larslarson.com. And Dr. John Lott joins me now, who's president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Dr. Lott, good to have you back.
Oh, great to talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well. So tell me this, what should we make of this most recent series of shootings, apparently unconnected, of shootings in police officers in three different cities, four officers shot, one of them killed?
Right. Well, I mean, one thing that's, I think we can learn some things from a new study that we put out, and that is it's dangerous to have police officers patrolling by themselves. I believe in each of these cases, the patrol officer was by himself, and what we found in a new study that we've just put out by the Crime Prevention Research Center is that going from one officer to two officer units reduces the rate that officers shoot suspects by about 20%. And it also reduces the rate significantly that officers themselves are shot. You know, the people, these killers, when you have multiple officers there, become more reticent to go and take a risk because they know that even if they kill one of the officers there, it's likely that the other officer will be able to respond and stop them.
Well, and that's one of the considerations here. Is there another consideration about where these officers face their greatest threat? I don't have a final count yet, but it appears that some or perhaps all of the shooters in the case of these officers were African Americans. So what does that tell us?
Well, I mean, it's pretty sad. You know, it seems like some officers are chosen because they're white. It's possible that these officers, God forbid, were chosen because they were black. I have to say, I think, unfortunately, the Obama administration and others have played into a lot of racial animus.
Yep.
That they may be losing control of to some extent. And you know, when you have bad social science research making it seem like certain types of people are targeted or not, you have some crazy people out there who try to take justice into their own hands in their warped minds. And I just hope that's not the case in these instances.
Yeah, I hope so, too, because I think like you do, you approach it from a statistical standpoint. I just approach it from a gut check level standpoint. It's as though the president of the United States has weighed in on local crimes of various kinds, like the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, where a criminal who had just robbed a liquor store, a strong-arm robbery, confronted a cop, assaulted him, was about to assault him again, and got shot to death. But that wasn't the story that Americans heard. And the president got involved in that one, sent the Department of Justice, et cetera. In these cases, I have a feeling the president isn't going to say much of anything. Near as I can tell, he hasn't said anything about the shootings today.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the big problems, unfortunately, with President Obama is he's spoken out on these other cases that you mentioned before we knew really any of the facts that were involved. You know, in the Ferguson case, obviously, he spoke out on it, and it turned out that the initial news reports were quite wrong, that, you know, any police officer in that situation with Michael Brown charging him would have acted in the same way. I mean, here you have a guy who massively outweighs and is much higher than the police officer that he was attacking. He had just had a struggle with that police officer reaching into the officer's car and having it so that the officer's weapon was discharged. So it was very dangerous situations that were there. And, you know, the question people have to ask is, what would you have wanted the officer to do that he didn't do in that situation?
Well, but, it's funny because the president will act, and I'm not going to say it's never inappropriate for the federal government to get involved if somebody thinks that his civil rights have been removed or
right.
violated. On the other hand, if it turns out that some of these or all of these shooters acted out of racial animus, will the DOJ under President Obama say, well, we don't care if a white cop was shot, by a black suspect because out of racial animus, because that's every bit as much a civil rights violation. Except in the Obama administration, it seems they don't believe that racial animus against whites is any kind of violation of civil rights, but it is in the reverse.
Right. No, I mean, if a black suspect is shot, it seems like the knee-jerk reaction for the Obama administration is automatically to send investigators in to check whether or not they believe either the shot was done as a result of racial animus, or whether there's even systematic racism in the police department just because one person was shot by one officer in that place. And, you know, I think they make the jobs of police much more difficult. They make it so that the people who live in various minority communities are less willing to go and trust the police. And if they're less willing to trust the police unjustifiably, one of the side consequences of that is that they're less likely to report crimes. They're less likely to be helpful to police when they're trying to solve crimes. And that makes it easier for the criminals and means that more crime is going to be occurring, which redounds to, you know, more harm being done to those very communities.
And making it tougher to police them at the same time, because the criminals believe that they can get away with what they're doing, and to some extent they're right, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's exactly the point. And you know, just like anything else, if you make something more costly, more difficult, people do less of it. And if criminals think they're more likely to be caught for committing certain crimes, they'll be less likely to commit those crimes. And if you make it so that the victims out there aren't going to help, or the witnesses aren't going to help the police because they believe that the police are just discriminatory, that they don't care about solving crimes committed against them, or they'll just arrest somebody because they're black rather than trying to focus on getting the actual guilty party in the crime, then why help the police?
I'm talking to Dr. John Lott, who's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. So is there anything you can see? I know that you approach this from a research standpoint. You're looking more at the numbers. But do you think there's any concrete action that could be taken out either at the local level or at the federal level that would make a difference in safety for police officers?
Well, I think one big factor, as I mentioned, is to have multiple officer patrol units. The thing is, that's costly, and not only that, it reduces how much coverage you can give to certain areas, so it reduces response time for police, and that has a cost. You don't want to do that unless you feel you need to go and do it, but unfortunately, you know, in some places in the country especially, we may be reaching that point where we have to move away from single officer patrol units to two officer patrol units. But as I say, there's a real cost to doing that.
Well, and the cost may be one that you just, I mean, it doesn't matter how many dollars you want to spend. Friday night on the drive home, I was talking to a friend of mine who's gone from the private sector back into police work. And he was telling me that a lot of these officers are on mandatory overtime. That is, it isn't the boss saying, would you like another shift? It's the boss saying, you will be staying or taking on extra shifts. And all that does is have the potential to burn out police officers faster and cause them to leave, you know, policing and go to something else, which makes the staffing problem even worse.
Right. I mean, not everybody likes to work 60-hour weeks or whatever. And look, there's all sorts of unintended consequences from the types of actions that the president's taken. And, you know, and unfortunately, the people who live in these high crime areas, overwhelmingly poor minorities, are the ones who bear the brunt of all these changes.
Absolutely right. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, back in just a moment. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show.